Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Speaking of the streets, well, they're different from streets. We're moving on to rail at this particular point. Today, one of our key SOEs, really key to economic development, of course, Transnet, reported its year-end results for the 23-24 year ended 31st March. Really quite a big number there, 7.3 billion rand net loss that was reported for the year. A large part of that inclusive of course, provisions for this Natref case against Total and Sasol. We did reach out to Transnet, as you would be aware, and we'll be talking about later on in the show. The president, as long as a large cohort of our SOE and ministerial leaders, have headed off to China, to Beijing, to meet with their Chinese counterparts. And so we are going to be, what I actually prefer to at this particular point, get a somewhat more objective, hopefully, perspective from Misila Ntlapo. Misila Ntlapo is the Chief Executive Officer of African Rail Industry Association. And we welcome him to Kaya Biz this morning. Misila, how are you?
Good, thank you. And how are you, Dapile?
Excellent. My apologies for the gender swap. Misila, welcome to the show. I'd really love to get your first and foremost high-level views on what you heard from CEO of Transnet, Michelle Phillips, today.
Look, for me, I would like to maybe view this as a story that is unfolding for the past few weeks. First with the AFDB loan, and then followed by the BRICS Bank loan, and today the financial statements. And if we look at the 7.6 billion loss that is reported, but that would not necessarily raise eyebrows if the two banks have not shown confidence in a recovery plan. And the recovery plan, which was approved by the board and then therefore accepted by Treasury, and that 47 billion as a guarantee is based on the recovery plan. So it's quite exciting to see these changes taking place. But we must also caution that these problems that Transnet finds itself in did not happen overnight. And it will also take a little bit of time to resolve. And we therefore need to be patient with the recovery plan and support the railway industry where it's required.
Look, there are areas, pockets of good news. Rail volumes did improve 1.5%. Revenue was up 12%, but it looks as though cost pressures remain.
The revenue has increased. Where we want to see Transnet is the increased volumes, because that's where the money will be coming from. And unfortunately, not having enough access to money, particularly from Treasury, we expect Transnet to perform miracles with limited resources. And I think that needs to be, when we look at the 7.3 billion loss and the little recovery that is there, it could have been better if perhaps some of the guarantees that from Treasury are relaxed a bit to allow this company to recover. But also it's important that when government brings in policy, government must fund the policy. So for an example, if third-party access is reliant on the large part of the infrastructure being made available and maintenance being done on it to make sure that third-party access is a reality, money needs to come from somewhere. And we call on government to ensure that money is directed into the infrastructure, whether through loans, and I would like to see more where money would come from. Say, for instance, your two-port system. Wouldn't the employees of Transnet welcome that their own money goes into investing in the organization that they work very hard for? And I think that the Transnet leadership, including the political head, the minister, DOT, Barbara Creasy, they should actually work hand in hand to make sure that the likes of PIC, GEPF, and other funding institutions make sure that there is money available to support the policy of third party access.
With respect, Nasila, GUPF and PIC money is not government money. It belongs to members, individual members who happen to work for government. And they too, just like the lenders who need to see the guarantee from government and other sort of operational updates, need an appropriate and valid investment case in order to invest their monies. My main concern at this point is that I think I'm hearing two different things from you, and help clarify this for me. On the one hand, you're saying to me that you're quite positive about the recovery plan, and I think it does look good on the face of it. Operation Vulindlela seems to be making strides, but already we see this volume miss, which I agree with you is the important part of this. The recovery plan's target was 154 million tonnes, and we got to 151. Secondly, the other concern that I have is Director General of Treasury Duncan Peterser has said over the weekend that he doesn't anticipate any equity bailout will be required, and yet you're suggesting that government might need to help boost Transnet's coffers in order to invest. Help me sort of understand those two perspectives.
So government creates policy. The policy enables private sector to participate in an economy and create jobs, grow the economy. So if the policies that government put in place are not properly funded, those policies are mute. And then therefore, the spin-off, the benefit that private sector is supposed, or the economy, the South African economy, is supposed to benefit from that, then it will not come through. And I think that, you know, whilst Treasury is being cautious in all matters, it's important that Treasury also understands that the rail recovery plan relies heavily on Treasury and the support that they give Transnet. And if Transnet fails tomorrow, it cannot be largely blamed on Transnet. But it has to be, we have to include the fact that Treasury is part of the equation. But furthermore, Treasury as well, as an association, would like to appeal to Treasury that other than Transnet as case, there needs to be money made available for PRASA as well. Some of our members are not being paid from PRASA perspective. So when Treasury has a view, the view has to cover the railway industry in its totality and not just look at Transnet, because both of those entities, the entire railway sector, rely on those two entities. So if Treasury is not going to make money available for PRASA and Transnet, they're indirectly compromising the railway sector and therefore the manufacturing capacity of the country, and will not be able to reach, at least they will not be able to take advantage of the intra-Africa trade. We need to manufacture so that there is something to export. So Treasury needs to be very much aware of that and come to the party.
Let me rephrase the question, because you're helping me, because you used that term earlier on. Treasury needs to make the money available. When you say Treasury needs to make the money available for PRASA, and earlier on you said make the money available for Transnet, from whence would Treasury raise that money?
So some of the money, particularly for PRASA, is money that has been set aside already. So, and then on the Transnet side, if the political head, being the Treasury political head and DOT, were to approach the two institutions such as the PIC and GPF, maybe not in a form of a loan, but rather in a form of equity, that will go a long way for Transnet. And those two institutions naturally are your patient capital. And I think that all avenues need to be explored to ensure that money comes in. And it's not for Transnet, but it's for the country.
Okay, I think now we're at Edinburgh on the same page. So, Melisela, any investor, including GBPF or PIC, even, the Shanghai banks that have loaned money, the NDB, would like to see some milestones in order to feel confident that this turnaround plan is actually taking place. What are the key milestones that the African Rail Industry Association will be looking to, given that the core one that you highlighted, volumes, has been missed at this stage, and on what timeline?
The recovery plan has timelines in terms of 6 months, 12 months, and 24 months, which are then conditions that are tied to the DBSA guarantee. So those timelines need to be met. But you also need to caution that the timelines will only be met if there's money available. If there's no money available, those timelines will not be met. Transnet and the industry in general is quite excited about where we find ourselves, where we're recovering volumes. The more volumes Transnet does, the better Transnet would function and the better for our members.
All right. Thank you so much for your perspective. We really do appreciate it. That's the view of Chief Executive Officer of the African Rail Industry Association, Misela Ntlapo.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.